This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Authorities confirmed last night the deaths of two people in the East Troublesome fire. The Grand County Sheriff's Office says Lyle and Marilyn Heilman, a husband and wife in their 80s, chose to remain in their homes in Grand Lake rather than evacuate. Their bodies were found yesterday. The East Troublesome fire grew by more than 17,000 acres Friday, and according to the Canyon Lakes Ranger District, the fire is very active and is making a run to the east. More strong winds are expected today. The snow that's coming tomorrow will help, but despite the forecast, crews are looking ahead for how to tackle the fire once the snow melts. Red flag warnings are in effect today for Granby and Estes Park. El Paso County has a week to address an increase in positive coronavirus cases before the state could impose more restrictions. That's according to local health and government leaders. According to the County Health Department, the 14-day average positivity rate is 5.34%. The benchmark is 5%. Dr. Robin Johnson is with El Paso County Health.
There is no targeted action or sector accounting for these increases. It represents that the virus is widespread and people have increased their interactions.
Leaders continue to encourage measures like wearing masks and washing hands. The warning comes as the state health department issued an order that limits gatherings across most of Colorado to 10 people from no more than two households. This is CPR News.